everyone. Welcome to Fireside Chats on the Young Minds, a podcast brought to you by Old Firehouse School. My name is Alexandra Dutton, and today I'm at the Old Firehouse School Bayview campus on St. Luke's Presbyterian Church, and I'm joined today by Laura Hislop.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for having me to come here. I am a member of St. Luke's Presbyterian Church, a longtime member, and I'm even an elder, which means I'm on session at the church. And we have all been so excited to think that we could welcome to our campus a preschool called Old Firehouse School.
Well, together with Laura, the two of us are going to interview executive director and owner of Old Firehouse Schools, Dr. Dorothy Stewart. And we're also going to interview Jackie Buell, who's the director of this campus, the Old Firehouse School Bayview Nature Wildlife Campus. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello, Dorothy. Hello, Jackie. So, Dorothy, I'm sitting here and I can see this view of the bay. I can see the bridge in the distance, and I see all of this nature out there. I actually see a hawk flying by, and there's egrets, I know, down in the marsh. And I just know it's a beautiful location. I've been here at this church for a long time. And the main reason we contacted Old Firehouse School was because we knew of the work that your school does with this approach that's called Reggio Emilio. I've talked to you about that, but now I see that this environment, in your view, has seemed to evolve the program a little differently. So I was going to ask you, what is the reason that you decided to have this campus, and how did the nature preschool come together?
Well, you know, Laura, when I look out here, the environment is actually inspires incredible awe in me and everyone who looks out these windows. So actually, this kind of awe of nature fits in well with the Reggio approach, which nurtures children's interest in studying things that are of great interest to them. In fact, this method really teaches children to use the scientific method for investigating the natural world, being able to observe, to do research, to build theories about the natural world, and to test those theories. So that's one part of Old Firehouse School, our Reggio Emilia emphasis. But there's another important feature of Old Firehouse School, and that is our emphasis on attachment, which is a central tenet of evolutionary biology.
That sounds so interesting. So, Dorothy, could you explain that attachment theory and how it relates to this connection to nature?
Thank you so much for that question, Lori. You know, relationships are really a core value of all Old Firehouse School campuses. In fact, one could say that it's our founding principle. So let's talk a little bit about John Bowlby here. John Bowlby's attachment theory posits that from a young age, humans have an innate need to form strong emotional bonds with caregivers for survival and security. This theory aligns perfectly with evolutionary biology, which teaches us that our ancestors' survival depended upon their ability to form social bonds and to cooperate. So when we apply this to child development, we see that fostering strong attachments, not only with caregivers, but also with the natural world, is essential for healthy emotional and cognitive development. Now, when you think about it, we've all had experiences or hold memories of special places and creatures that made us feel safe and secure. Here we plan on both deepening and widening that feeling of oneness with the natural world.
And so in this campus, you're going to intertwine attachment and nature.
That's the idea, yes.
So I have a question for Jackie, too. So Jackie, your experiences as a wildlife biologist explain to me several encounters that you've had over the years, from turtles and possums, and you talked about monkeys and squirrels. It's all so fascinating to me. But can you share some of those moments from these encounters and let me know how they've influenced your approach to a nature-based education?
Thank you for the question, Laura. I've been so lucky, it's actually hard to narrow it down. When I was a teenager, I volunteered with a sea turtle conservation group where we'd patrol the beaches in the middle of the night, checking each turtle nest. Watching that astounding struggle that the tiny little sea turtle hatchlings go through, trying to make their way through the surf with predators coming at them from air, land, and sea, certainly gave me a deep respect for those ancient creatures. This isn't a specific example, but I did spend countless hours, well, years actually, watching the social interactions of young non-human primates as they learn their place in monkey society. It was fascinating getting to know the specific ins and outs of a particular group of monkeys and observing the babies, who had to quickly learn who they could play rough with and who they needed to be careful around. I always found it so intriguing watching the little baby monkeys throw temper tantrums when they didn't get their way, as it looked pretty much the same as any two-year-old child's tantrum. We really aren't that different.
Well, that does sound incredible. So tell me, how did that shape your passion to blend wildlife with a nature-based education?
I was lucky enough to grow up with parents who encouraged my curiosity about the natural world. And my grandma, who was a fellow animal lover, would be delighted every time I'd come home and bring roly-polies inside, and she shared my concern if a baby bird fell out of its nest. I grew up in the East Bay near the Lindsay Wildlife Museum and the Lawrence Hall of Science, where I was able to explore their exhibits, learn about local wildlife, and participate in their educational programs. These early experiences instilled in me a deep love for wildlife and a desire to share that passion with others, especially young children who are already natural scientists.
So I'm thinking a lot about children's curiosity and how that's going to happen here at this location with this environment. You just look out the window and see all nature. It's just gorgeous up here. But let me ask you just a little more specifics about turtles and possums and monkeys and how that gets to be involved.
At Old Firehouse Schools, we believe in creating immersive and meaningful experiences that ignite children's love for nature. The goal is to share my own personal connection to the natural world with the children so that they can form that same connection. I want to help them stop that impulse to stomp on the bug or chase that bird and empathize and think about how their action will affect that creature.
We've actually had a lot of different projects that have happened in our other campuses too about nature, whether it's a bug project that started with children being excited about ladybugs and then extended to them being careful with all creatures, even the ones that we're not so sure about, like spiders or pincher bugs. We've had garden projects. We've had projects on birds. So we know that that innate curiosity and wonder of the natural world is part of how children explore. So it's going to be a really wonderful thing to see how it can happen in this campus when you have so many different types of nature around you, whether it's looking at the bay and seeing, possibly seeing whales or even just the hawks flying overhead.
I actually feel very jealous of the children that get to come here as this preschool. Before we wrap up, Jackie, what are your hopes for this nature-based education and the impact that they have on this future generation of these wonderful young minds of Old Firehouse School here at St. Luke Church?
You know, Laura, I am so looking forward to this new school and meeting and interacting with the children in this area. Marin is a region that has incredible natural beauty and wildlife, and I think many people move here specifically because they love nature. I'm also looking forward to all the connections our school can make with all the other environmental education programs in Marin, such as WildCare and the Marine Mammal Center. There are so many resources in this area to help us ensure that children here become future stewards of our natural world. I worked on marine science research boats for many years, and we would see dolphins and whales on a daily basis. But one time we were on a trip on our small boat, and we had two minke whales come over towards us, so we slowed the boat way down. Unlike the dramatic show-off humpbacks, minkes are usually incredibly shy little whales that dive down pretty quickly. But these two were curious and playful and spent almost an hour slowly bow riding and swimming upside down like giant dolphins in front of our boat. It was really a unique experience because I know how shy these little whales usually are. It's so interesting seeing all different types of species and how curious they can be.
Yep, just like kids. So my greatest hope is that through this nature-based education at Old Firehouse Schools, we will nurture a whole generation of young minds who are not only academically prepared, but also deeply connected to the natural world. I want them to have a sense of awe and appreciation for nature's beauty. And by instilling these values early on, we empower children to become advocates for our planet, ensuring a brighter and greener future for us all.
I so love everything about this program. So here's the big question. Jackie, how can families enroll their children in your preschool program?
We will be enrolling children starting at age 2 and are planning for a summer program to begin in June and a full-time preschool to open in the fall. You can reach us at ofsbayview@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, everybody, for sharing what's going to be such an exciting program and just how many ways we can help children want to be part of nature, learn about nature, And I'm really excited to see this school take off too. Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Fireside Chats on the Young Mind, brought to you by Old Firehouse School. If you are interested in learning more about Old Firehouse School, Bayview Campus in San Rafael, check out our website, www.oldfirehouseschool.com, or you can email Jackie directly at ofsbayview@gmail.com, like she said. And also like and subscribe our podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much.